Okay, today is the Kuf Yud. Start four lines from the top of Kuf Yud by the two dots. So, the Gemara now brings a case by what's called the Mashkon Desura. The Mashkon Desura was we met this case before where the story is that someone borrows money. Instead of paying back the money, he gives over a mashkon to the malveh, and the malveh, I guess, eats the fruits of the mashkon for a set period of time. And when the time is over, so the mashkon goes back to the loveh, and he no longer owes the malveh any money. That's the payback. We met this in Ezer Neshach. It was a way to get around the ribbis issue. So who star? You had this star. Now because of shnin stama. So we did. It was a mashkanta desurim, and just said that this is be your mashkon for years, just for years. It says, it doesn't say how many years, just says years. Hamalva amar shalosh. The malva says I have the rights to eat the payros of this mashkon for 3 years. The lova says no, shtayim. It's only for 2 years. So kadam malva the achlinu lepiri. So what happens in the third year? The malva goes and grabs all the fruits and eats the fruits. So now the malva ate them. So ate all the fruits of the third year. So mi neman, who's believed? Is the loveh believed that the malva only had 2 years worth of rights to the payros, and therefore now the malva owes him the third year payros back? Or is the malva believed and he ate the payros kedin? Before we start, there's a question the Ladri Shonim asks. It goes, what's the problem over here? We learned before on Daf Dalet by Ashtar Halva that wrote, it said, ploni lova mi ploni sloim, or dinarim. It didn't say how many. We said the minimum plural of slime and dinarim is two. So here it said shnin. So shouldn't the minimum, shouldn't we just go, but the lashon of the star is the minimum of what plural is, which is 2 years. So why in Daf Dalet do we say slime and dinarim means two, and here by the star when it says shnin, we have a suffix whether it meant with two or three. It should be two. That's the minimum amount. So the Ron gives two answers. He says that this isn't really, number one, he says it's not Eidus Mamish. It's not really Eidus. It's just Raka Siyua. So the other case also wasn't Eidus. Just was just a Siyua. And here there's a difference is because the guy went and he ate it. So we have a whole different set of circumstances. The other answer he says is that maybe it is it really is Eidus. But nevertheless, we can't be motzi from the Malva here because we're talking with that case where the Malva went ahead and ate the Paris, and the Lova didn't say anything until the third year. Why didn't the Lova say something after the second year? Says, okay, now you're done. The only time the Loba says something is during the third year. So there's a bit of a siyua to the Malva's claim. There's a bit of a siyua against the Pashut reading of the Shtar. Right, that's the Ron tries to be mechalik between this case and the case in Daf Dalet. So what's the story? Who's believed in this case? Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, Karka b'cheskes ba'aleh kaima. The Karka stays in the hands of the Muchzok is the Bala Karka, which is the Loba. If the karka belongs to the lova, and therefore, if there's a suffix, if the malva ate the peiros kedin or not, you have to be mimi the suffix, the peiros in the reshus of the bailim, which is the lova, and therefore the malva is chayav to repay him. But Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Kahana says, no, it's the other way around. Peiros becheskas ochlein kaimi. No, even though the karka is becheskas baaleh, we're not talking about the karka here, we're talking about the peiros. And the peiros are muksak by the person who ate them. So the guy who ate them is putter until the lova brings a raya that the star was only for two years. What raya? He has to bring the edim who signed the star, or bring edim who know that it was only for two years. The hilchasuk of aseder of kahana and the halach is like Rav Kahana. The amar peros becheskas ochlein. That it's peros becheskas ochlein. Paskin like Rav Kahana. And Rav Kahana says the lova would have to bring a raya to disprove the malva. The malva ate kedin. Gemara says, wait a second. Why are we passing peros becheskas ochlehem? Don't we? Doesn't Rav Nachman, and we always pass like Rav Nachman by dinim? Doesn't Rav Nachman say karka becheskas baaleh omedes? Hakayim alon dehilchusak kavasi de Rav Nachman. The Amar says on daf kuf beis karka becheskas baaleh omedes. What's the case? What was the case over there? The case over there was a person who rented out a merchatz, and he said, "I'm going to rent it out. Shneim asar zehuvim l'shana b'din azav l'chodesh. 12 coins for a year, 1 coin per month." And it became a leap year, as the Gemara Nap Kuf Beis. Right, so the Sapek could go according to the first Lashon, which means 12 coins per year, and therefore for the extra month, it is in the hands of the Socher, and therefore he doesn't have to pay a thirteenth payment. Or do we say the end of Lashon, which is one coin per month, and this is a leap year, and therefore he has to pay an extra coin for the 13th month. So Rav Nachman said over there, the karka becheskas bale omedes, and therefore you put the merchatz the merchatz is in the rishus of the bailim, and the masker has to pay for the extra month. So Rav Nachman paskins that karka becheskas bale omedes. So why are we here? We paskin that peros becheskas ochleim. We should paskin karka becheskas bale. So Gemara says, no, there's a chilek. Hasam over there, where Rav Nachman paskin that karka becheskas bale omedes, it's milsa de lo avida legluihi. Never going to figure out the answer is. The guy said two contradictory lashonos. So what are we going to do? So we say, karka becheskas bale omedes. It's milsa de lo avida legluihi. That's not going to come out. The words, this thing is not going to become nigla. It's not going to become known to us. But hachan here, where how many years was what the deal was for, it's milsa de avida legluihi. We can figure out what the story is. We just have to get proof. We have to get evidence. If you can get evidence, so what's the problem? We're not, basically for cover the Beis Din. Let's say Beis Din go, really the din is karka becheskas balei omedes. And therefore it should go back to the lova. And the malva should pay him back. But you know what? If we paskin that way, and then 2 years later, the evidence comes that the malva really had it for 3 years, then it looks like Beis Din made a mistake. We have to bring the money back. Because it's milsa d'avida legluihi. We don't want to do that. So we're going to leave it where it is right now. And when the evidence comes out, then Beis Din will make a psak. We don't want Beis Din to go back on their psak in a case where it's possible that evidence is going to come out later. Clear? What?
So basically, he's saying Beis Din is going to go up and give you a psak?
Beis Din, I think, yeah, it sounds like that. The Beis Din is we're not going to be matriach Beis Din.
So what's their time frame?
I don't know what the statute of limitations is. I don't know if there is such a concept.
Does this make any sense? You have two people having an argument. Push
yeah, I said it seems that this concept of a truche beidino is superseding the chazaka.
Right.
That's the chiddush. That seems to be the chiddush. So what's the case? So we say because it's also the gluey the mills. Yeah, okay. Like maybe it's because I saw it last night. I'm not as wild as you by the first time saying it today. But I hear it. It's competing. It's competing rules, competing sets, and this one is they hold that this one set is off. What does Rashi say? Right, b'tshuach b'edina treizim shema hadin imamalva ve'im miltsienu miyado asidin anu lachsov l'gvos miyara lo v'lachar zman. We don't want to do an appeals process, I guess. Okay, so they say that the Gemara says this supersedes the chazaka v'cheskas karka v'cheskas balei omedes. What happens? It says it's milsa l'gluy milsa the avida l'gluy. What happens if? What happens if the Edom or on the star are dead? They're dead of a Medina Sayam. So it's no longer something that's a glue in the Milsa. Now do we say that it goes back, but we don't have the competing problem anymore. So say, okay, now I'll give it back to the Lover right away. So Machlokas is showing him. The Rush in Simin Mem, and it's also in the Tosafot Rush, says that in this case, we go back to the dinner of Nachman, the Karka, the Cheskas, Bale Omedes, and the Malva would have to pay the value of the payers to the Lover. Right? But the Tosas Rid, I don't know if you figure out the Lundus, the Tosas Rid argues. Tosas Rid says, no, it's Milsa, I guess maybe he just looks at the circumstance, not at the general circumstance, not at the specific circumstance, and says, since it's something that theoretically could be a Gluilia Milsa, anything that's theoretically a Gluilia Milsa, you don't, but then it's weird, because then, according to the Tosas Rid, you're keeping it, this is even strengthens your question, you're keeping it in the hands of the Malva, because you don't want to have the problem of Beis Din having to pass it again, even though Beis Din will never be able to pass it, because there's no possibility of the evidence. It's an interesting Tosas Rid. Okay, that's that case. Next. Now the Gemara is going to bring another case again about a machlokas from the Malva and the Lova and the Mashkanah to the Surah about how many years was for the deal. So, we had the case of the Lova and there was Mashkin the Karka for the Malva for a bunch of years. And we don't have the Star. The first case we had the Star, just we weren't sure what the Star said. Now we lost the Star. Okay, we're going to get into some Bava Basra topics here. It seems like the Gemara seems to be slowly making a segue into Bava Basra. Hamalva Omer, the Malva says that you gave me the mashkon for 5 years. Chamesh. Lova Omer Shalosh says, no, it was only for 3 years. Right? So the Lova says to the Malva, it's for 5 years. Give me the star. Show me the star. You have the star that I lent you money. Right? The Malva has to keep the star. Show me the star that it says for 5 years. Amra Lei, the Lova, the Malva says back, Stari Irkusli. I lost the star. I don't have it. Again, the din in the Bava Basra, remember, the din in Bava Basra in Chetes Avatim is that a person only has to hold on to a star mechira for 3 years. Right? After 3 years, we say, what? Right, he has a chazaka. Why? Because people only hold on to it for 3 years. So if he should have been mocha, the other guy should have made a macha during the 3 years. If he doesn't make a macha during 3 years, and after 3 years the guy says, oh, it's my land, he says, I lost my star, then it belongs to the guy who's sitting on the field. But a bunch of homes for adverse possession, right? Remember? So we'll get to that in Bava Basra. So over here, the Lova admits it's for 3 years. And the Malva says it's for 5 years. He says, I lost the star. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, the Malva is believed. Why? I could have simply said, I bought it. You didn't say anything for the past 3 years. Now you're saying something after 3 years. I say it's 5 years. Believe me, it was 5 years. Had I said it was for 3 years, it would have been mine. Because no one would have stopped me. A big question, is it a Migul Hotzi? Isn't this a Migul Hotzi? Don't we pass a Migul Hotzi Lo Amrinan? Right? So the Beis Halevi, Sanin Masifti. Migul Hotzi. So the Beis Halevi says the two bunch of answers. Number one, it's a machlokas. So the Ramban paskins a migul hotzi amrinan. A migul to extract money. We do say, here's the raya. Beis Halevi says, no, it's different over here. He said, what's the difference over here? He says that over here, what would have been the taina? The taina would have been that I bought it. Right? If the migul taina is not lahotzi, that would just been to keep it by where it is. If the migul taina, right, why is it migul hotzi? I say five, you say three. Give me the migul, so now I'm taking it away from you for 2 more years. So it's migul hotzi. The Beis Halevi says, but if the secondary taina that he could have made would be lemasik, believe me, the taina would have been I bought it, then it's mine. So then the migul itself is to keep it where it is. The Beis Halevi says, it's not a migul hotzi. Others say, no, here's a raya, the migul hotzi amrinan. It's a machlokas rishonim, whether you say that, so here's a raya. Okay. The Beis Halevi, I think, is in Chelek Gimel, Simon Lamed Gimel. So what's the din over here? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Malbanem Amigli Boy Lamar Lukuchi Biyadi. Amar Le Rav Papa Rav Ashi. Rav Papa says to Rav Ashi, but you should know that Rav Zvid and Rav Avira Lo Svir Lulda Had the Rabbi Yehuda. They don't hold like this Rabbi Yehuda. They don't hold a Migo. Maybe this is Migo Hotzi. That's why they're not holding it. They don't hold it. My timer. What's the reason why they don't hold the Migo over here? They say Hai Shtara Kaveh De Leguvani Guy Mizr Zayir Bay Umichbashu Dechavshi Lushtari. And Savra Ochlo Tartin Shnini Seirosa. So I said a lot. What is it's going on? We said before that the reason why you would lose a star mecher, but here the star is not a star mecher. It's a star that I need to collect. I lent you money. I'm holding on to the star. What's the star? It's a star raya that you could to collect. So a person is very, very careful the star raya to collect. Otherwise, he's not going to be able to pay back on his loan. So people, that the whole idea that you can lose the star after 3 years, they say doesn't apply here. Right? High star came into the Guvani Kai, since the star is to collect money, Mizazaribe, he's going to be very, very careful with it. And what's he doing here? What's saying is, Umich Bashu de Kavshi the Stare. He's hiding the star. Because Savar, Ochlan Tartan, say Rasa. If I hide the star, and I have this Migo, I'll be able to eat for another 2 years worth of the payros. So in this case, because it's a star of the Guvaina, therefore we don't hold the three years don't, that Adam Mizra Bashar doesn't apply. Okay, so Amar Le Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina now says to Rav Ashi, the Gemara is now basically going to be talking about Rav Yehuda's Shita. Right, Rav Yehuda said that he's believed because Migli could have said the Karkas Lukucha Biyadi. So Amar Le Ravina Rav Ashi, Elamayata, according to Rav Yehuda's saying that even if a person is Makabal Karka the Mashkon, he could be towing Lukucha Biyadi. So Hai Mashkata the Surah, this Mashkon we're talking about, the Mashkata the Surah, where the Malvi eats the payros of the karka of the mashkon during the years of the loan, and then he returns the karka to the lova, and the loan is cancelled. The kasev hachi, the chachamim wrote in the shtar, b'mishlam shnaya ilain tepuk ara davalo kesef. It says at the end of these years, the land will come back to the lova without any payment because the Malva is eating the land. So hechi de kavshe l'shtar mashkanta. If he hides the star mashkon, the Malva would hide the star mashkon, va'amar lekuchahi, and he would say that I bought it, hachinami demehemon, we're going to say that he's believed. So basically and the Gemara says, and if he is believed, v'chi misanke rabbanan milsa the asi bali de pseda, this whole mashkan of the surah was a takana to rabbanan in order to avoid a ribbis issue. That's back in Ezu Neshech. So the rabbanan are going to make a takana, which is going to cause harm and loss to the lova, because all the guy which could say, I'm going to hide the star, I'm going to get extra years out of it, Migo would have bought it. Again, assuming that he didn't say anything for 3 years and all that stuff. But the situation could arise where it's going to, the takana is going to harm the person who was supposed to benefit. How are we going to make such a takana? there's a major machlokes rishonim on what the question is. Some say that the question is that you see from here the chachamim wouldn't make this takana, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda the mashkanta the surah is there's no he doesn't have this migo. He can't say it. Tosos brings down from Rabbeinu Elchanan. Tosos, Rabbeinu Elchanan is big in the Tosos in Avodah Zarah. It's brought down over here as well. He says, no, the question is, it's clearly a chazaka. So what's going on here? It's clearly a migo. So there clearly could be a problem. So what's going on here? How did the Rabbanan make this takana when it's caught, not that, oh, they obviously didn't make the takana because it caused harm. How did they make the takana that causes harm? What's the story? So Gemara answers, Amalei Hasam. Take the Rabbanan, the Mari Ari Yoiv Taska V'chari Karya. He goes, no. Because what they did in the Mashkat of the Surah, they said, even though the field is now in the hands of the Malveh, the Lova still pays the taxes. Right? And he also, what he has to do is he has to build a border fence. So that's the Machar right away. He's already paying the taxes on the tax rolls. We have one of those. It belongs to him. You can't make the claim, Migo, that I bought it. Because everyone knows, what do you mean you bought it? We have proof that you didn't buy it. You haven't paid the taxes for 6 years. Taxes were payments by somebody else. Amigo that I bought, what are you talking about? The other guy's been digging a hole around it the whole time. He's been having a macha. He's been objecting to your ownership claim since the beginning. So it's not a problem. So the amigo would work except for the fact that we along with the takano, we told the lobe that he has to continue paying the taxes. So there's no problem. So Gemara says, wait a second. But our de lesle kari, my. The lo yoyim taxa, my. What about a case where he didn't do he didn't dig around? Or it's a place where there's... Whatever lucky county he's in, there are no taxes. So what's the situation going to be there? How is he going to prove it? So this is my. So Amalei, Rabbi says back, in that case, he has to say something during the first 3 years. You have to make a macha. The rule is, if someone's sitting in your house, make a macha. No matter what reason he's sitting in your house, make a macha. He says, so below him chimai, what if he doesn't do it? So now the takana sort of ruins him. Lo im chimai. Mar says, ihu dasu dinashi. Then it's his fault. Make a macha. So in this case, so you have, yes, the migo would work, but just make sure you have a macha. A macha can be either paying taxes, digging around, putting up fences, or making a macha. You're right. This is what we made the takana in order to help him to get the loan. But on the other hand, you have a responsibility. You have your own responsibility to make a macha. That's no one can make an adverse possession claim. Okay. That's that case. Okay, let's go weiter. The Gemara now deals with a case where there's a machlokas between an aris and a balakarka as to how much the balakarka said he would pay the aris. Right, the aris was the sharecropper. So, aris omer lemechza yoraditi. He said, I'm supposed to get one half of the produce. Ubalabais omer lushlish horaditiv. He says, no, you're going to get one third. You get 33% of the produce. Mi neman, who's believed? I guess there's no star. Who's believed? Rav Yehuda Amar Balabais Neman. Rav Yehuda says the Balabais is Neman, and therefore he only has to give him a third of the produce. Rav Nachman Amar Hakol Keminog Medina. In this case, everything goes, whatever the Minog Medina was, if it was a half, we don't listen to either of their claims, we listen to the Minog Medina. So Sover Minei, the people in the yeshiva thought, Lo Pligi. They thought maybe they weren't, there's no machlokus between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda. That Ha, Rav Nachman, who said that it goes like Minog Medina, it's Ba'as with the Shakal Arisa Palka. It was talking about a case where you give the Aris half, and therefore, in that Makam, the Aris will get a half. Ha, Rav Yehuda, Ba'as with the Shakal Arisa Tilta. And then he's talking about a case where you get a third. So there's no Machlokas, so we're just going about in different areas. But, Amr Luhu, Rav Mari, Barad Ba'Shmuel, Rav Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, come across that a few times, alright? Hachi Amar Abaye says, no, Afilu Ba'ash with the Shakal Arisa Palga. Even if we're talking about a case where the Aris typically get, according to the Minog, the Aris gets a half, Pligi, there's still a Machlokas. Rabbi Huda Amar Balabayas Neman. Rabbi Huda says the Balabayas is Neman to say that I only gave you a third. Why? It's going against the Minog Medina. Because the Ibai Amar Skiri Lukitahu, he has a Migo. He could simply say, you know what, there's no star. I have a Migo. Believe me that you only get a third. Migo could have said, you're not even an Aris. You're just my Poel. I'm going to pay you cash. You don't get any of the produce. So I have amigo, and therefore you should be I should be believed. Fine. Next. Quick introductory piece over here. The din is, okay, you have a lova, a borrower who borrows money from the malva, the lova dies, and he's morish to karka to his children. So the malva can go ahead and he can collect pay back for the loan from this karka. However, if after the lova dies, the children were mashpiach the karka. They made improvements onto the karka. So now the karka is worth more, right? The malva can't collect from that extra shevach. He only can collect from the principal, right? So now the machlokas between the malva and the yarshim is to who made the improvements. Was it the lova himself who made the improvements? Or was it the yisomim who made the improvements? So the Gemara says, Yisomim omrim anu hishbachnu. We were the ones who made this shevach. And since we made the shevach, right, you can't collect from that shevach. You only can collect a certain amount of the produce. You can't collect the whole field. Ubalchov omer abicha mishpiach. Because no, your father made the shevach. Amila havi raya. Who has to bring a raya to their claim? So Sav Rabbi Chanina lemeimer. Rabbi Chanina thought to say, Ara b'cheskos yasme kaima. Look at the chazaka, the muksak. The karka is in the hands of the Yisomim, and therefore al balchov the habiraya. The balchov should bring a raya that the father was the one who was mashpiach the land. Amar lahu, which says no. Hahu Saba, certain zaken said to Rabbi Chanina. Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said al hayisomim lahabiraya. No, it's the other way around. The Yisomim have to bring a raya that they were the ones who were mashpiach. Why? My taima. What's the reason? He says, Ara kevon de luguvaina kaima command de gavya dame val yisomim lahaviraya. He says, since the karka is set aside to be collected from for the loan, it's as if it's already collected. So if it's as if it's already collected, it's in the hands of the malve. He's the muchsak. Interesting. He's the muchsak. This is, I think, a bigger chiddush than we had before. He's the muchsak, and therefore the yisomim have to bring a raya. They're holding the land. But he's the muksak. Why? Because we say anything that's going to be collected, eventually this is going to be collected, it's as if it's collected already. So therefore he's the muksak. Rashi says, what's the raya? They bring a raya. Amar Abai, Afana Namitanina. We also learned similar din to this in a Mishnah in Bava Basra. Again, more Bava Basra. This is early in Bava Basra, Daf Chof Dalid, where the din is that you're supposed to, you can't plant a tree within 50 amos of the wall of the city, or 25 amos. One second. Sorry, I think it's 25 amos. So suffix here, what?
25.
It's 50. Rashi says 50. The Elon. Let's be Rashi.
The sycamore is 50, and every other
tree. The sycamore. Let's just read Rashi. The Bava Basra be'ilan hatu b'toch hamishan amav samoch liir. It's within 50 amos next to the city. The Katani Asam, and we say there in the Mishnah, ima ir kadma, if the ear is first, kotzeis, that the ear came, the city came first, you have to chop down the tree. The ain't no sindamim, and they don't have to reimburse the owner of the tree. But here, what about suffix zek kadam, suffix zek, obviously if the tree was there first, and then the city was built, you still have to cut down the tree, but you get reimbursed for it. So our case, the case that we're talking about here is suffix zek kadam, suffix zek kadam. What's the din? Is kotzeis ve'ainu no sindamim. Right? To cut it and not give damim. Alma kevan de bein hachi u bein hachi le mixos kai. This is, you have to view it as if this tree is already cut down. Because no matter what, this tree is going to be cut down. The chikadam ilam nami katani kotzes. If the tree was there first, it also gets cut down. So ki misapil an arminan kotz bimonoshach. You have to cut it right away. Sharei lechalasos. Nimtza hasafek mutal ala damim. The safek is only on the money. The loal katsitsa sa ilah. Not on cutting out a tree, because that's definitely being cut down. The ilu gabi ilan hasomach labor shel yachid. I'll go with that over there. So he says, alma gabi sapik ilan the ear time of mishum to be marashach omer l'ktitzot. It's omer l'ktitzot if it's cut down. And v'hachanami. So what's the case over there? The case over there. Amar bai back in the Gemara before we go back to Rashi. Amar bai afanami tanina sapik zek kadam sapik zek kadam. Code says ve'enu no sein damim. Why alma kevan the meikatz kaimei, since it is omei to be chopped down, amrinalei, we say to the Baal Elon, asi raya ushko. You want money, bring a raya that you were here first. So hachanami haishtara kevan the guvaina kaima, since the star is going to be used to collect no matter what, command the gavi dami, it's as if it's collected, it's as if the karka was collected already, Baal Yisomim lahabi raya. It's on the Yisomim to bring a raya. So Rashi explains, hachanami, he's going to get the money for the karka to get paid back. Im hashvach, the im hayisomim mishpichu mal hanashvach b'damim kilakamei. But the yisomim bring a proof, then he doesn't. They don't get a portion of the land. They get paid back the value of that shvach. Hilchak gabi ari mishvach b'manashach nimsa yisomim tovim lahotzi menu b'alden l'haraya. No matter what, they would have to make a claim to get the money out. They're not going to get the karka. The karka goes back completely to the malveh. What the Yisroelim get back is the value of their shvach. So the karka is already collected. So he's the muksa. Therefore, they have to bring a raya, like the tree, you have to bring a raya in order to get the money out. Okay. What happens in the following? We just talked about this a little bit in Rashi. Atu yasi raya the inush ashbichu. So let's say the Yisroelim now brought a raya, that they were mashpiach the karka, and therefore the Baal Chov has to pay them back that value. Sabar Rav Chanina Lameimar, at first, Rav Chanina thought to say, ki misalkinon lehu, right? But ara misalkinon lehu. Maybe what they do is they say, the Malva takes 9/10 of the field, and the Yisomim take with it from the field the amount of the field that's worth the shvach, the shevach that they put in. I guess you have to have all these surveyors and these estimators and all the experts and the financial analysts to figure out what the story is, but they would collect a portion of the field. So, velohi, but that's not the case. But rather, b'dimei misakin elu. No, we make the evaluation, then we pay them the value. We give them money. We don't give them the karka. We don't break up, split up the karka. Right? And that's from the dinner of Nachman, midr of Nachman. The Amr of Nachman, says, Amr Shmuel, shlosha shamin lehem es ha-shevach, umalin osam bedamim. The three situations where you have people who are mashpiyat the karka, but instead of giving them actual karka, we give them money instead. We give them the value instead. What are those three cases? The cases are Bechor lePashut, Baal Chov will take a Ksuvas Isha, Baal Chov leYisomim, or Baal Chov leKuchos. What are the cases? A Bechor to his brother. The case is where, simple case, okay, there's a one parcel of land, the Bechor is supposed to get Pishnayim, so he gets 2/3, and the other brother would get 1/3. So what happens? Before they split it up, they were both Mashpiach together, the Karka. Right, so the Bechor is supposed to take Pishnayim, but only in the Karka itself does he get Pishnayim. He doesn't get Pishnayim. In the Shevach that they put in. Right, so therefore, they're within the Karka, the Shevach of 1/3 of the Karka belongs to him. The Shevach of 1/3 of the Karka belongs to the other guy, but it's the other 1/3 of the Karka which belongs to the brother, but he can't. He can't collect that shvach. So we don't give the other brother a piece of the field. We just pay him the value. Okay? Baal Chov, what's the Baal Chov from Yisomim? Let's say you have the Baal Chov, right? He's owed money, and he's collecting from the karka of the mace, and the Yisomim were mashpiach, in our case, the Yisomim were mashpiach the field. So you pay the Yisomim, the shvach of the karka, you give them money, you don't have to give them a parcel of the land. And the last case is Baal Chov lekuchos. Story is, you borrow money from me, and then you take the field and you sell it. Now you don't have any money. I go and I collect the field from the purchaser because I had a lien on the field from the loan. The purchaser in the meantime has made the shevach to the karka. So what's the story? So therefore, I go and take the entire field. I don't have to pay you for the I don't have to give you the shvach of the land. I have to give you money in lieu of the shevach that you made in the karka. Those are the three cases. So Amalei Ravina Laravashi, I'm going to ask a steer and Shmuel. Amalei Ravina Laravashi, the Maimer, the Sabra Shmuel, Baal Chov leKuchos, right? Mi isle shvach leLokeach. Do we say that the Baal Chov has to pay to the leKuchos? Mi isle shvach leLokeach. Why? Halamer Shmuel, Baal Chov goves haShelach. The Shmuel said in that situation, the Baal Chov takes the karka and he doesn't have to pay to the leKeach anything in the shevach. Lokeach now has to go deal with the lover, or he's a lover, and he's also the mocher. Let him go deal with it, because he sold him a piece of property that had a lien on it. I don't have to worry about. I take the property as is. I had a lien on it. You improved it. You go deal with the person who you bought it from. So how come Shmuel, and how do we say that Shmuel says the Baal Chov leKuchos pays back the shevach? Over here, Shmuel says the Baal Chov doesn't have to pay back the shevach. Stira and Dibri Shmuel. Amalei Ravina Ravashi leMeimer the Sover Shmuel Baal Chov leKuchos v'mi isle shvach lokeach v'amar Shmuel Baal Chov go v'as haShevach. So the chitim, and maybe you'll have a minute to answer lo kasha, there's no kasha kan b'shevach hamagil k'sefayim kan b'shevach she'im hamagil k'sefayim. Maybe you can make a chiluk based on how evident the shvach is. If it's shevach hamagil k'sefayim, meaning that they grew up to a point where they're up to the shoulders, so it's clear how much shevach is there. Maybe. Wait a second. Maybe in that case, since they're big enough, we don't consider it as part of the karka, and therefore he would have to give back that shevach to the purchaser. But Khan, the case where Shmuel says the Baal Chov is Gov the Shvach, it's Beshevach She'im HaGilik Seifayim. It's not tall enough, it's not recognizable enough that it's separate from the Karka. Therefore, he takes the whole thing. Maybe make that Philip. He says, no, it can't be. Right? But we see every day that Shmuel says that the lender can collect from the purchaser the entire field, even the Shvach that's Magilik Seifayim. You see this a few times where he says Ma'isa b'chol yom with Shmuel. So what's the chilek? There's a steerer between Shmuel as to whether or not the lender can go to the kuchos and take the shvach. One place he says he can't take the shvach, he has to pay for it. Other place he says he doesn't take the shvach, and the purchaser has to go deal with the lova. So what's going on? Lo kasha. No, there's no kasha. Ha de masik beishir ara b'shivcha. Ha de lo masik beishir ara b'shivcha. If the malve is going to the lova to collect money, and the value of the loan is equal to the value of the karka plus the shevach, then the malva can collect the shevach that the lokeach was mashpiach. But when Shmuel says that the Baal Chov has to pay for the shevach, that's in the case the lo masik beishir ar v'shivcha. It's when the shevach goes above the value of the loan. Right? The malva is only getting the shir shiva karka, but the shevach is extra. So then it's pashut that he's not govei, he can't collect more than what he was owed. So therefore, if he would take the shevach, he has to pay it back. He doesn't have to break up the land, but he pays back the value. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to ask, why does Shmuel hold that the Baal Chov does not have to pay for the shevach of the karka? Rather, he has to give money. In the case where the value of the loan was less than the karka plus the shevach, why does he have to pay for it? Why does he have to? Right, v'chilo masik shir ara b'shivcha. In a case where the Baal Chov is collecting from the lova, and it's not the equal value, right? V'chilo masik shir ara b'shivcha. The yodli is using lokeach masalikli, where he has to give money to the lokeach and then get rid of the lokeach. Where he's going to ask the question: Why does he have to give him money? Why can't the lokeach take a piece of the field? What's the story? The yodli is using lokeach masalikli. So honey, chalaman d'amr di'i is zuzi lokeach lo matzi masalikli b'Baal Chov shapir. There's a machlokas as to whether or not you borrowed money from me, then you sell the field to him. Now I'm going to collect the field from him. The machlokas can he pay me back and say, you know what, I want the field, I really want the field, I'll give you the money, and then he'll go back and deal with you to get the money. He'll give you the money and get rid of me. So machlokas whether or not he can do that. Some say, no, he can't do that, it's the karka is mine. Others say, I guess it's the machlokas how strong the sheep is on the field. Others say, well, if he has the money, he wants to pay me off, he can pay me off. So according to the Mandamu, he says he can't pay me off. Then I understand why the Baal Chov doesn't have to give karka, he gives money. He can't kick me off the karka to begin with, he can never get rid of me. So I have to give him money. The karka is mine. But El Amanda Omri eat Isle Zuzi Lokeach Matzi Misakli Baal Chov. According to Amanda Omri, says, let's say that the Lokeach has the money and he wants to buy me off and therefore keep the karka for himself, that he can do that. Namely, let the Lokeach say, E Habili Zuzi Had Misaki Nalach Mikulara. The Lokeach can say, had I had money, I would keep the entire karka. I would just pay you off. Hashta the Lesle Zuzi. But now that I don't have any money, Hagli Giriba da Ara ba Ari Shiri Shivcha. So at least leave me a piece of the land equal in value to the shvach that I put in. Because I could have gotten rid of you completely had I had the money. I don't have the money, at least let me keep the land that I made the shevach to. So what's going on here? According to the Mandamer, why can the Lokeach not keep a piece of the land? Why is he forced to accept the money? So Amara says, Hachu Mayaskin, and what we're dealing with over here, he going to Shabi Nihile Apotiki. The Lova said to me, the Malva, that land's an apotiki. It's a stronger shibut, I guess. It's a super shibut on that land. It's an apotiki. Apotekai, your collection comes specifically from here. Right? The Amr Lei, lo yevlecha piron ela mizo. You're only going to be collecting from this karka. And therefore, it says, if the karka is mishubetas lagamre, it's completely mishubud to the Baal Chov. And therefore, everyone would agree in that situation that he gets the whole thing and he pays back dumb. Even the man who holds that sometimes the lokeach can pay off the malve, in this situation you agree the lokeach cannot pay off the malve in an apotiki situation. Okay. But if these tnoim weren't kept, meaning if he didn't make an apotiki, I guess maybe he, according to this man, if he didn't make an apotiki, then maybe the malve would actually have to leave over a parcel of land and not have to take money. He can leave over, not have to pay for it. He can just leave over a piece of land. Okay. So now this next Mishnah is like a transition Mishnah. The first part is going to be talking about what we were dealing with till now. The second part goes into what the Meiri calls part two of the Masechta, which talks about paying your workers. What?
Part two is the last step.
I think this is a part three. I think there's a part three. Well, part one was seven plot, no? How long was part one? No. Of this parak. This parak was talking all about Chocher and Aris and all that stuff. And now we're switching over. In the middle of the Mishnah, we're going to switch over to Schir Polo. Okay. A Makabel Sada Mechadero. Someone who takes a field from his friend. Shavu Echad means for a Shemitah cycle. He says for one Shavua. So then, B'sheva Me'er Zuz. And he's going to get paid 700 Zuz. Shvius Min HaMinyan. Shvius is brought as part of the count. And it's because they said Shavu Echad. And therefore, he gives him the 700 Zuz. And the guy has the field for 7 years, including Shemitah, including a year he can't work. But if he says Kibul Hamen Sheva Shanim B'Sheva Me'er Zuz, if he says I get it for 7 years for 700 Zuz, then Ein Shvius Min HaMinyan. And the guy gets to use it for another year after Shemitah. That is the transition. The din is someone who has a worker, right? Someone has a worker. He has to pay him right away. He can't leave over the night or over day, depending on when he works, the salary payment. You have to pay him right away. So Schir Yom, the Mishnah says, if a guy's work is out to work during the day and he finishes his work at the end of the day, go to Kol Laila. You have till Alos HaShachar to pay his wages. Schir Laila, guy works a night watchman. So go to Kol Yom. You have until Shkia the following day to pay him his wages. Schir Shos. Let's say you had a guy and he's going to work a couple hours during the day, not the entire day. He works a couple hours during the day. So go to Kol Laila. If he worked during the night, then he can collect all night until the morning. And the opposite, Kol Laila, the Kol Yom. But if he was rented if he was used to do work during the day, then he collects his payment from when he finishes it. He has the whole day from after when he finishes to collect it. Schir Shabbos, I have somebody who's going to work for a week. Schir Chodesh is going to work for 30 days. Schir Shana is going to work for a year. Schir Shavua work for a Sol Shemitah cycle. So if Yotzeh B'Yom, if he finishes his work at, I guess you only pay him at the end. So Yotzeh B'Yom, if he finishes before Shkia, go the Kol Yom. You have to pay him until by Shkia. But Yotzeh B'Laila, the Gemara is going to talk about this. If Yotzeh B'Laila, go the Kol Laila, the Kol Yom. Then you have all night and all day to pay him. Machlokas a poskim nowadays, when you have to pay a guy, what do you pay him by check? It's not liquid. It's not cash. You pay him by check. Does that count as making the payment? So it brings it down. So Machlokas, Rabbi Yosef is very, he doesn't like that because you have to go to the bank and you have to, let's say the bank is closed, number one. You can't get it. Oftentimes also, one guy says, oh, you go to the bank, you cash the check. But if you don't have the money in the bank to cover the check, they're not going to cash it for you. You have to wait for the check to clear. But others say, no, that's the way you make payments nowadays, so that's fine.
It's a day worker.
Right.
Or a night worker. It's the same thing. It's talking about someone who's paid by the day.
Right.
What about
a Schir Shabbos, a Schir Shavua? I owe him his weekly wages. I have to have a certain amount of time to pay him. And I'm paying him, and the day is up on Saturday night. The banks are closed on Sunday.
That's not how we work our payments today. Almost nobody, listen, you can go by the train station, pick up some manual workers.
Right.
You're going to go pay them at the end of the day.
It's a machlokas, whether it applies to Glam or not. But yeah, okay. Fine. Right.
Okay, but most people work, get a check at the end of the week. It's how the normal...
Right, so the question is if you pay that check at the end of the week in a way that he can't cash it, did you pay him? Or were you only paying him on Monday? Again, not direct deposit, because that pretty much goes into the bank. Machlokas about direct deposit also. But some say this is the derech, like you said, this is the derech of making payments, and that's considered a payment. Yeah. Right. Right. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe, but you have till the morning, I guess.
You're not going to pay her in the morning, it's going to school.
In the morning, maybe go to the ATM machine on the way home. I don't know the answer.
Like, is there a mechila if she says, look, it's all right?
I don't know, I have to look into that, I don't know, it's a good question. My wife makes me go make sure I go to the ATM. She won't. She hates it. Go to the ATM. Right. So maybe that's a different story. Maybe that's she's not a Schir Yom there. Maybe you have some certain relationship there. I don't know. It's a good shaila to ask a rabbi. So Okay, so this is the Gemara. Let's do the Gemara quickly. Tana Rabbanan. Minayin Eskir Yom Shagobakol Yaila. How do we know that Eskir Yom has, you have to pay him back by the end of the night? Tamilomar Lo Solin Pulus Eskir Idchad Boker. You can't keep the wages until the morning. Minayin Eskir, that's in Vayikra. Tesku Yogimel. Minayin Eskir Laila Shagobakol Yom. How do we know Eskir Laila, you have to pay him before the end of the day? Shenemar Ubi Yom Otitin Skaro. Give it to him on the day. Neima Ibcha. Well, maybe it's the other way around. What's the difference? Neima Ibcha. So he says, no. Schira ain't a Mr. Lemus alabasof. Schira only has to be paid at the end. So it only has to be paid at the end of the work. So therefore, you finish the work, and then you have the next period to make the payment. So now the Gemara brings another brisa for the drasha lo solin pulas sachir itchad poker tana rabbanan mimash b'shenemar lo solin pulas sachir itcha. When it says that you shouldn't keep the wages with you until the morning, ani yodeya ad poker. I would know any day she ad boker. I know it's ad boker. He worked for me at night. Lo solem means don't keep it overnight till the morning. Ma tam lomer at the end of the pasuk it says ad boker. Melamed she ain't over el ad boker rishon bilvad. He's only over the iser once. That first day is when he's over the iser of lo solem. But mikan de elach ma'ai. If he doesn't pay him back, then doesn't pay him back for day 3, day 4, day 5. So he's not over lo solem. He's obviously doing something wrong. He owes him the money. So what's he over? Amarav. Rav says om rishon bal tasha. It's over the concept of baltasha, which I guess means waiting. I think that's what it means. Not wait. Gemara says, okay, where's the makor for baltasha? So that is a pasuk of Mishle. Amar Rav Yosef, Mikra. Al toma the reyach alich b'shov u'machar etein v'yish itach. Don't tell your friend, go away and leave, and tomorrow I'll pay you when I have it. That's baltasha. So the rice on the first day, I guess, is over, and the rest of the days, it's not considered the rice. So the question comes up, what happens if I owe two people? Right, I owe two people. I owe one guy on Thursday. I owe one guy on Wednesday. Another guy on Thursday. Shabbos is a different story. You may have till after Shabbos to make the payment. I owe one guy on Wednesday. One guy on Thursday. I don't pay the guy on Wednesday. Now it's Thursday. Who should I pay first? So you think maybe I should pay the Wednesday guy first, and I owe him a longer period of time. So some say no, pay the Thursday guy first because the Wednesday guy you were already over the Doraisa. So you'd be over the Rabbanan and pay the Thursday guy, so you won't be over that Doraisa. It's a machlokas also. If you want to get an answer, you got to talk to someone who's involved in these things. All right, have a good day. We'll stop here.